Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Zvachim, Perikei Mishnah Vav, HaToida. Now we go to the Karbonis that are in the category of Kadashim Kalim. The Karbon Toida is brought by a person who survived danger. They crossed an ocean, crossed the desert, released from jail. One who recovered from a life-threatening illness. And together with the Karbon Toida, which means thank you, comes 40 loaves of 4 different types of bread, 10 of each type. One loaf of each type is given to the Kehanim, and the others can be eaten by the owner. So HaToida, as well as the Ayel Nazir, the Nazir's ram. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about the Asham Nazir. That's where Nazir became Tamei. But Stam is the Evi Nazir. When he finishes his Nazirus, he has to bring Karbanis. One of them is an Ayel. And what's interesting is that it also comes along with loaves of bread. 20 loaves of 2 types of bread, 10 of each type. And just like by the Karbon Toida, one of each type is given to the Kehanim and the others are eaten by the Baila. So a Toida, the Karbon Toida, the El Nazir, Kadashim Kalim, they're in the category of Kadashim Kalim. Batanu reminds us that there is no Mila by Kadashim Kalim, only by the Amrim after Zrika. But before that, there's no Mila by Kadashim Kalim. Kadashim Kalim literally means the lighter Kiddush as opposed to Kadashi Kadashim. We're going to see how it's different than Kadashi Kadashim in regard to several things. Shechitasim b'chal makam bazar, you can shecht it not just in the north, but anywhere in the Yazara. V'dam entonu shtei metonu shein arba, okay, that's the same as the Oila and the Asham, standing on opposite sides of the Mizbeach, diagonally across in both corners. And as explained by the northeastern and southwestern corners, because you have to have a yesite. But here is a halacha that again is unique to Kadashi Kalim and a chalim b'chal ha'ir. Their meat can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. And l'chal adam. Even people that are not kohanim. B'chal machal prepared in any way. Liyam v'layla, really for the day you shecht it, and it should be the entire night. B'chazal said at chatzais, only until chatzais. Viter zokta mishnah hamura mehem, the parts that are separated from them. What does this mean? Whenever someone brings a carbon shlamin, you have to give the chaz of a shaykh, the chest and the thigh. It's actually the thigh and the right hind leg to the kayhan. By a carbon toida, like we explained, in addition to this, you have to give 4 loaves of bread. In the case of the ayel nazir, besides the chest and the thigh, the kayhan is given the Zeraya, the right foreleg, and 2 loaves of bread. So all this mura mehem, kayoitze behem, they're eaten pretty much the same way as the carbon themselves. Elisha muram, but this, what is separated, nechala kehanim, can't be eaten by anyone. It can be eaten by the kehanim, but not just the zecharim. Lenesheim, it could also be given to their wives, ulevneim, to their sons, ulevdeim, and in a different category, their avadim. Okay, so we have a Karbon Toida, we have the Ayel Nazir, which every Nazir has to bring. These are our first Karbonis in the category of Kadashim Kalim, therefore they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Their Matandam is also Shtei Metona Shein Arba, the 2 corners. They can be eaten anywhere in the city, not just in the Azara. They can be eaten by any person, not just a Kayan, in any way, does not have to be roasted. You have the day that you shechted plus the night, Midrabanan only until Chatzais. The mura mehem, the various different parts that are taken off to go to the kayan, are eaten in a similar fashion, but they can only be eaten by the kehanim, but not just the male kehanim. It includes their wives, children, and their avad.